Welcome to another edition of The Right Wing Riot with your hosts, the scary smart Jamie K. Wilson.
Every morning when I get late, should I go in and report to my boss?
The mysterious and alluring Ms. Always Right.
Do we think that this is going to start being as obviously stupid to everyone as it is to us?
And Griff Griffiths, who is the Prince of Whiteness. Let's get this riot started!
Wow. Okay. All right, Riot Girls, we've got to jam in 60 minutes of mockery in 47 minutes, so we'll all be speaking a lot more quickly today. Let's see. So let's do my quick sound check. How does that sound, ladies?
Can you try again? You actually do a little testing?
Test 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I think you're right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do we get Pachyderm approval on this? What's he saying? Okay. So that works for him. All right. Well, first, welcome to the Right Wing Riot, and welcome to the Riot Girls, and especially to scary smart Jamie K. Wilson, who is a little under the weather, but she rallied and dragged herself over to her headset, and she is ready to bring the awesome for us.
Well, at least I'm alive, okay?
That's better than a lot of people.
I'm thinking that brings more awesome than, say, John Gruber ever did.
That's so true.
Oh, quickly, Ms. Always Right, what is today?
It's Tuesday.
That's right, Tuesday. Yay, and all you homeschool students have already been over to the Liberty Island Mag website and checked out today's Truesberry. It's also available on the rightwingriot.com. I'm hoping maybe Sarah and DeClan and Marina and Tom are listening, so they too can know where to find all that Truesberry goodness. Let's see. Also, you can also get rebroadcasts of the Right Wing Riot show over at Big Dawg Music Radio, that's D-A-W-G, dude, Music Radio. They play last week's shows 2 hours before we start, so you can catch up on everything and be incredibly up to date. Sure. Let's see. I think we're going to jump right into it. Anything else? Have I missed anything, ladies, girls?
That was an awesome panel last hour, I got to say.
Oh, man.
Did you say Marina or did you say Sarah?
I said Sarah and Marina. They're both.
I didn't catch Marina. Oh. I heard Sarah.
Okay. Igor, what did the judge say? He says Scary Smart is correct. I did not mention Marina. And so. And also, Igor did just tell me while we were waiting that the reason the show went over is Daria is penalizing us for, you know, failing to entertain last week, so we're going to do a little bit more work this week to make it better for everybody. And you know how we're going to do that?
Anybody? Let's hear it.
Okay. Igor, let it rip.
Time for another Right Wing Riot exclusive. An interview with the architect of Obamacare, MIT professor John Gruber, hosted for you by Ms. Always Right.
Yes, indeed, we're awfully proud of this exclusive since he's refusing to talk to anybody who isn't the son of a famous Hollywood celebrity who's never done anything else in his life. Because as you may know, John Gruber, after this series of rather frank interviews,
frank
videos that have come up, he's refused to speak to, shall we say, the less than friendly audience that might be provided by Fox News, but he did choose to go on to MSNBC and speak to, what's this guy's name? It's like Ronan Farrow.
Ronan.
Ronan. Yeah.
Oh, Mia Farrow's kid. Yeah,
Mia Farrow's kid. Now, admittedly, he may have had, you know, Woody Allen as a stepfather, but I'm not sure that really qualifies as anything approaching journalistic experience or even integrity.
I'm also not sure that approaches anything like a father.
Yeah. Ooh.
In fact, there's some question about his paternal lineage, is there not? Some people think he is.
That's too bad.
That's business.
Yeah. But anyway, that was, up until now, that has been the only member of the mainstream, well, member of the alleged press that John Gruber's has chosen to talk to.
Mm.
And our very own is always
shame
right.
Chelsea Clinton retired from whatever she was doing.
That's true. But she retired to become Mom of the Year after 6 weeks.
War on women, Chelsea.
I mean, you know, she must have went to the Barack Obama School of Rapid Advancement to awards, because he got his Nobel Prize after 11 days or something. So she was a slow learner, apparently,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to being Mom of the Year. But let's turn it over to Ms. Always Right, who did some darn dogged investigative work to secure this interview.
It was
with
not
the,
easy. It
the
was
beloved.
Not easy. Yeah, I do
Professor
not want
John
to.
Gruber.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about what I had to do to get this interview, because obviously it's pretty important. Yeah.
Was there anything squishy that had to occur?
I just said I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was just looking for a hint. That's all.
I there are very few limits to what I will do for my craft. Okay. Let's just put it that way. I will tell you that one thing I had to do was to assure him that I am also an Ivy League graduate, that I went to the same Ivy League university as President Obama and Attorney General Holder. So I was trying to explain to him that, you know, I am therefore considered officially a member of the ruling class, and I am marginally qualified to gaze upon him and speak to him. And once I was able to make him understand that, he did become a little more amenable to this interview. And I was able to secure an agreement for him to come to the studio and be interviewed. And Igor, is he here yet?
He. Let's see. I see the – yes. Okay, Igor is slapping a set of headphones on him right now. I think he is ready to go.
Well, I cannot tell you guys how excited I am. Do you believe the star power, the brain power that we have in our studio? This is an amazing day. So anyway, obviously we're incredibly blessed and privileged to have with us today – Mr. Jonathan Gruber, genius extraordinaire, also known as the architect of the Affordable Care Act.
Sorry.
Mr. Gruber, welcome. First of all, let me just say congratulations on your successful work on the ACA.
It's important to recognize, you know, they call it the dismal science. There's some evidence for why, which if you poll people on what they like about the Affordable Care Act, they like everything except the two things we like.
Oh, wow. You sound like you probably got your ass kicked a lot in high school, didn't you? But anyway, I do want to get back to that point. So you're saying, in other words, that your polling showed that Americans did not like the aspects of the ACA that you liked. So, you know, in other words, you kind of knew from the start that no one wanted this law because they're so stupid. And yet you persevered and you pushed and you obfuscated and you did whatever needed to be done to get the Affordable Care Act passed. So this is correct?
This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay?
Huh.
So it was written to do that.
Oh, wow. That is just brilliant. My God. So, gosh, you deliberately hid the true nature of the law so you could get it through the bureaucratic process. You are so brilliant, my God. But, you know, I was thinking about this. What about the American people? Were there any political tricks you needed to use to get this unpopular piece of legislation through?
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Uh-huh.
And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
Of course.
Yeah.
So let me just clarify. You mean it was the voters who actually voted for President Obama whose stupidity you were counting on. I see. And apparently it worked. Absolutely. But, wow, don't you think that that was a bit of a chance to take? I mean, how could you have been so sure that we, the people, wouldn't figure out what you were up to?
Because all you of Earth are idiots.
Whoa. That's a little weird. I'm not really sure that's the case. But anyway, obviously, the ACA is the greatest gift ever bestowed upon the American people, even if they are, as you say, idiots and too stupid to realize it. Do you have, though, any thoughts on why, if you had just been honest up front, Americans would have rejected the ACA?
To get a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit the healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed.
Oh. Well, you know, far be it from me to question any pearl of wisdom that comes from your oversized brain, of course. But, let me just play devil's advocate. Are you being a little cynical? Because, I mean, no one likes to see someone else suffer. Americans are known to be a very generous people, after all. And don't you think if you had maybe just been honest with Americans up front, they might have actually been happy to chip in and figure out a way to help the disadvantaged?
This is the basest sentimentality. This is a child of prayer. Pathetic.
He does not have a lot of faith in the Americans, I guess. Okay. I guess we know where you stand on that issue. Yeah, he's severe today. Let's move on. Let's move on to the passage of the law itself. Once the law was deemed to have been passed, what did you and the other architects do?
Marveled at its beauty. Genius.
Oh, God. I bet.
Hey.
Sir, it really was an act of genius, yeah.
I need to do more of that, apparently.
Well, Mr. Groover, now that the ACA has begun to be enacted, what do you think of it today?
The peak of your civilization. I say your civilization because as soon as we started thinking for you, it really became our civilization, which is, of course, what this is all about.
What? Wait, what? Thinking for us? Surely you cannot mean you don't trust us Americans to think for ourselves. Or is this what you meant when you said you relied on the stupidity of the American voter? Mr. Groover, I'm so honored to have you here today. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I kind of think Americans maybe are qualified to think for themselves.
You see? Your stupid minds.
What?
Stupid.
What? Hey, I beg your pardon. That is enough of that. You know, it's really starting to sound like you don't even have a lot of respect for your fellow Americans. What is your problem with regular people anyway?
It's the smell. Is there a
smell?
Such thing? I feel saturated by it. I can taste your stink.
Oh.
Every time I do, I fear that I've somehow been infected by it. It's repulsive.
Repulsive? What? My God, who the hell do you think you are?
Wait. Igor's waving.
What is wrong with this guy?
Wait, Igor's waving. He's saying there's something's wrong with Mr. Gruber's headset. Just a second. We're going to try to fix that.
Oh, my God.
Try not to, you know, upset the guest too much.
He's pissing me off. Don't you think he's getting a little rude, you guys?
Well, yeah. Let's see. Wait, I think it's almost working. It may be a little unclear. Hold on. I want to ask that question again.
I just was wondering. Who does he really think he is what I was wondering.
Okay, well, darn it. Igor, hit that thing again.
That's all right. If he's a...
Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
This is the answer. Igor, is it ready?
I am like God and God like me. What? I am as large as God. He is as small as I.
Oh.
He cannot above me nor I. Beneath him be.
Wow, we like ourselves. My goodness.
Wow. Okay. Did y'all get that? I wasn't sure if the headset was working there.
What is he? I don't know.
Wait a minute. What's he doing? Igor, wait a minute. No, he's yanking
off the headset. Oh, my God. Did he just walk out?
Wow.
He just walked
geez.
Out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Check those headsets.
I'm sorry.
You know, I don't know about you guys, but he came across as a little arrogant to me. That's kind of how he seemed there.
He came across as a little they live to me.
Yeah.
All right. Great
anyway,
John Carpenter reference there. Wow. Yeah. Well, that, you know, I got to say, this is like perfect 60-minute stuff because didn't, you know, in the heyday of 60 Minutes when they actually went after, you know, corruption and evildoers, they had a lot of people stomp out of their interviews. So well done is always right.
I guess I asked him the difficult questions. I thought I was trying to be as deferential as possible, you know, in respect for his superior intellect and ruling class status and so forth. But I guess
yeah.
Not.
Wow. Well, you know, I thought it went well, other than Igor screwing up. You know, he stepped on the cord. I saw it happen.
Oh,
I just saw the cord compress. Igor.
Well, you're the one who tries to cram it.
You know, I'm trying to be, you know, equal opportunity, affirmative action, not be a speciesist and hire an elephant. I don't know.
I don't
we
know
may either. Need to have a meeting of the board and discuss my hiring practices.
I think that he did a good job. I think that Mr. Gruber, he got kind of agitated at the end there. And, you know, frankly, I don't know what interviewer could have handled him. When he gets his dudgeon up, you know, he's kind of hard to control.
Wow. Okay.
You mean real interviewer, of course. You don't mean like Conan Farrow.
Yeah, a real interviewer like that. Yeah,
that's
a highly qualified, years of experience. Yeah.
Someone who asks actual questions.
Yeah. Maybe we should have given him the questions ahead of time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe you should have just flattered him and let him talk.
Yeah.
He seems to have no trouble with that. As long as he's in front of a microphone and a bunch of an audience that laughs appreciatively when he talks about how stupid the American voters are, you know,
that's a really good point.
They were loving this guy. He's got a career on the rubber chicken circuit right now. I mean, he could.
Friendly audience. He found a lot of friendly audiences, didn't he? I can't believe how many people saw him speaking in all these places and nobody thought badly of it.
that's actually the most disturbing part, isn't it?
Yeah. What did Buckley used to say? Buckley used to say, I would rather be governed by the first 200 people in the Boston phone book than the faculty of Harvard. Yeah, I know what he means.
Sounds all right to me.
Yeah. Actually, you just touched on something interesting, because you're right. All these people sat in these rooms and probably paid money to do it and listened to this guy admit they lied repeatedly about what was actually going to happen. They purposely wrote the program to avoid revealing its true cost so that even the CBO, that's the Congressional Budget Office, couldn't score it correctly. And you're right. Nobody said, hey, you know, lying to the American people about legislation might be a bad thing.
No.
Passing something under false pretenses is, you know, unethical.
No, they all laughed along with it. It is so important to be part of the cool kid club. You know, you never want to be the kid who says, wait a minute, this might not be a good idea.
Well, yeah, if you aren't part of the cool kid club, then you're one of those stupid people they're lying to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the stupid people who saw through the lies and did not vote for it. Yeah.
Well,
I am proud to say I am a smart voter.
Yes, you're a smart voter hiding in your closet, sadly.
Yeah. from all the stupid voters in the world.
From all the stupid voters that surround you.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add there, Scary Smart? I was sort of babbling away.
No, I can't talk very well anyway, so go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I will babble for you. All right.
Cool.
Well, again, a nice piece of journalism there, and by golly, I think we're going to try to put that up on the Right Wing Riot YouTube channel. And maybe, over at therightwingriot.com, we had this nice piece on the John Gruber Career Death Watch. We're wondering how long it's going to be before John Gruber is disappeared and in what manner.
Well, they better
graphic.
Disappear, because he's going to wind up getting called up in front of Congress, and he's going to wind up getting called up in front of the Supreme Court when they decide the Halbig case, and I'm going to laugh. Oh, am I going to laugh. He's going to
That's if he doesn't, you know, have an unfortunate driving accident or...
Yes, I do worry about that.
A drug interaction overdose.
Some horrible accident, yeah.
No. And people, and that, we have to say, we're not kidding about, because this guy is most inconvenient for the Obama administration. All right, so we will look at that later, but now we have an emergency.
Let me ask a question. Am I the only person who doesn't hear the MacGruber theme song every time you hear Gruber now?
You know, I don't know MacGruber.
I don't either.
I was not
it's
a Saturday
a
Night Live person.
Parody of MacGyver.
Right.
Oh, I did see that. I did see
that. Yeah. Every time I hear Gruber now, I hear MacGruber.
Okay, Igor, you got to find that so we can play that next time, because I'm not thinking the John Gruber story is going to go away. Put that on your notes. But right now there's a dire social emergency we have to attend to.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Outrage. There's an outrage. Oh, no.
There is. It's,
oh, my God.
I want to, like, run to my clock, cover myself in ashes, and scrape, sit on a heap of dung and scrape at my sores with a broken pot, because I feel so bad.
Wow. There's a lot of outrage.
There is. This is a serious emergency everyone needs to attend to.
I guess we better stop what we're doing and fix it, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, all you homeschool kids, turn off the Nintendo. You need to pay attention to this. This is important stuff, especially you younger homeschoolers. The problem is catcalling. Yes, that's right. Catcalling has risen. Somebody correct me on that. It's ugly. Show him his head. Rear up, as it were. And a most erect. It raised itself erect, I tell you. And feminists everywhere are decrying the awful experiences of a young woman who spent 10 hours walking silently through, quote, all parts of Manhattan. And they recorded for our edification the horrific verbal harassment she was subjected to, some of which I've called the phrases like, "Hey, how you doing? Have a nice day, beautiful."
They
captured that as the kinds of verbal harassment women experience every day.
Excuse me, what year is this? Are you freaking kidding?
This was apparently about a month ago in New York City.
Oh, my God.
You would think we have moved beyond that. Right. And there were over 100 instances of that kind of verbal harassment. And this group called I Holla Back, I probably said that like the white person I am. I Holla Back was also soliciting funds to fight the terrible scourge of social pleasantries aimed at women. So we heard the...
How does money fix that? I'm confused.
Maybe you pay people to go away. I don't know. That's an excellent question, however. Here's $10. Quit speaking politely to me. You know, that would work on me. Right?
Don't compliment me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard to say this with a straight face, isn't it? Because, anyway, the video is clearly insane. I mean, I would say 85% of the things that were recorded, and with subtitles in this video, just to make sure you didn't miss a single horrific statement, were really innocuous, the sorts of social filler you say when you happen to catch someone's eye walking down the street. There were probably
10%. Innocuous to us. But apparently not to social justice warriors.
That's true. The eternally aggrieved and the aggressively aggrieved, actually. They're always looking for something to be pissed off about.
You take your life in your hands if you compliment one of these ladies by mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. In all fairness, there were about 10% of things that were creepy and inappropriate, and then there was the 5% of the mentally ill homeless person walking beside her silently for 5 minutes. But this is New York City. if you only run into one nutcase, that's a good day.
Yeah.
Right. And then, of course, 90% of the time was edited out anyway, right? Or was it more than that?
Oh my gosh! Out of 10 hours, yeah, it was a 2.5 minute video, and then there was a lot of humor when people began pointing out, hey, most of the harassers happen to be persons of color, and then there was a lot of I holla back, I be backpedaling, trying to explain that they had edited out that just for reasons of sound clarity. They had edited out, you know, an equal number of white offenders. Apparently, white verbal harassers have better diction, have poorer diction, that is, than harassers of color.
They do not speak clearly.
Sounds like a Lena Dunham problem to me.
Well, yeah, jeepers. yeah, and this is my joke when it's going to be, okay, I'm going for my Dennis Miller effect here. Hey, when Lena Dunham's little sister walks in New York City, she gets catcalled by Lena Dunham.
Ah. Oh!
Ew, come on.
Whoa, dude.
Ew. Okay, you are so slow on that today. Okay.
La, la, la,
yeah,
la.
Igor, you're fine. However...
We got to get more writers. We do.
Yeah. Okay. Igor, I think we need another production assistant. Igor is just, he's just not up to speed these days. I think the cold weather, it's the arthritis is really slowing him down with the cold weather.
Oh.
The right-wing riot, because we are here doing public service, satire, we wanted to offer up a few politically correct catcalls.
So these would be things that it is appropriate to say to a social justice warrior female, woman.
A social justice warrior S.
I don't think you're supposed to. Oh, I don't think you're supposed to add S to the end.
Maybe a warrior goddess? I don't know.
Maybe we should just say feminist.
Yeah.
How about no man doesn't even work, does it? I mean, they don't do anything.
Okay. Huh. Well, one of these differently gendered people. Here's an example of what we think is a politically correct catcall. You have a beautiful brain. Oh. I would love to converse with it on a platonic level.
Oh, see? Now that's really nice. Why can't guys just say something like that when you're walking by? That is what a woman wants to hear, for sure.
Oh, sure.
That's meaningful, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Scary Smart, you have any back there?
Sure, why not? Those are some nicely fitting orthopedic shoes you have there. They make it impossible for me to think of your legs on a sexual level.
Wow.
That is because that is what you want to do as a woman. You really want to shut that down. You want to shut that down as much as you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that. That just sort of makes me all afire with... you know, the urge to go out and correct some societal problems. In fact, I'm just going to unplug now. Igor is going to take the rest of the show. I just have to go do that now. That was so inspiring. How about you, Ms. Always Right? You got one for us?
Let me see. I see one here. How about you have an adequately proportional body? It is aesthetically pleasing to everyone.
Man, that's just Shakespearean poetry, isn't it? I mean, that's just going to make the panties drop right there. Oh, no, it's not.
That's not the goal here. That is not.
They're going to get this ironclad molded. That's right. I'm sorry.
I like that they said aesthetically pleasing instead of
aesthetically
pleasing. It was nice to go to that place. Yeah.
And it's also it's sort of, you know, it's not Western culturally biased. It was rather neutral. It could be aesthetically pleasing to, you know,
everyone. Universal appeal. Yeah.
It is the it is the mush of a compliment. How about this? I just love the shape of your conscience. I can tell you're heavily into social justice.
That is nice.
Isn't that? I mean, that's
what a
game.
Compliment. Yeah.
That is game right there.
I would be walking on air if someone would just say something like that to me.
Okay. How about one more? Y'all ready for one more?
Sure.
This is the deal closer right here. I think this is the one I'm going to memorize. Because I think this will guarantee granola and chai in my future. Hey, baby, since I'm paying for your birth control, how's about you and me do some consensual product testing to make sure it's working?
No, no, no. That is all wrong.
That's not a good one?
No, you started off with, hey, baby.
Oh.
And then you took it to a sexual place because you talked about, you dared to talk about the birth control you had to buy for her. How dare you? She has a right to force you to pay for her birth control without ever having to hear a single word from you. Do you understand?
Igor.
Do you understand?
Okay.
A typical
okay,
white
Igor's,
male.
Yeah, Igor agrees that's a fail. So we'll take that off the list.
You know, I was so sure.
That's a good idea.
Prince needs to
I was so sure that was going to close the deal.
No, that was offensive. Okay. That was offensive.
Mm-hmm. That. Okay, wait, Igor's. He's saying something. What's he saying, Igor? Yeah, I can't. You know, he's got that big thing in the front of his lips. I can't tell what he's saying.
It's called a. Trump.
That word was right on the tip of my tongue, but I just couldn't get that.
The show is like barely holding together now.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Whoa, am I here?
Yeah.
Did it click?
Yeah. No, you're
okay.
here. You're here.
See, I thought Igor had just, you know, I made the elephant cry. He was just going to kick me off the show.
It's just a minefield for you guys, I'm afraid. It's so hard for you to say just exactly the right thing without, you know, being evil.
Wow. Okay, so speaking of funny things, the cat just kicked over my coffee. So let's see. What am I looking for to dab that up with before it gets to the electronics?
Oh, jeez. Right. I make sure to put everything away before the show because I also have a cat who is very helpful. So
can't Igor just suck it up?
I think Igor may have paid off the cat. While I'm dabbing up the coffee with the resisting cat, I think Ms. Always Right has a story about moving from New York and how it affected her to be removed from that hotbed verbal harassment.
When I was a sweet young thing, I used to live in Manhattan, the site of this devastating video where this poor woman had to walk down the street. And it's like that. It certainly is, especially if you aren't half bad looking. And, I mean, you have to be really hideous for people not to say anything, and I always thought that was very nice of them.
You thought it was what?
You would see some unfortunate broads walking down the street, and guys would say stuff, and I was like, oh, that's so nice.
So you had to be like Aunt Quasimodo for them to ignore you?
So I lived in the city for a while, and then I finally realized it's full of progressives. I got to get the hell out of here and go where there's, like, normal men and stuff. And I went back to the burbs, and, a month or two, I was so depressed, and I felt really homely and stuff. I would be in front of the mirror, like, trying to fix myself up. I'd be like, what's wrong with me? And I finally realized it was because I could walk down the street, and no one would say anything. I was like, wow, I have really lost it.
You know, maybe that's the key, too. This isn't really women being upset at men for catcalling. This is really the really ugly women who are upset at pretty women. So it's actually a war on pretty women.
Well, there's always been that. Don't look too feminine, you know.
Well,
no,
Igor,
no.
Is this a discussion we even want to be a part of?
No. You guys have to be careful because you might say the wrong thing.
Yes, I'm still.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say anything. You don't have the correct privilege to say anything here, okay?
Okay. No. I think I'm going to be able to make it through the rest of the show without being electrocuted. But there's you see sparks, you hear a short scream, that means you'll have to carry on without me.
problem.
And I thought the cat liked me. That's the thing that hurts the most, you know? I mean, I thought the cat thought I was okay. It was her bud, but no.
Yeah, she probably thought she was helping.
I guess so.
Well,
so,
if you mulch it up with her, you're going to have a really wired cat shortly.
Yeah. It goes right through the skin to those little tiny brain receptors, as few as she has. Okay, so, well, this show is completely going off the rails today.
what are we doing?
Yeah. I think we'll just, you know, we'll skip this. Okay. It crushed me when you guys hated my Hey Baby, because I thought that was just so good.
It is not appropriate.
Mm.
Isn't.
Put that one on your wife and see what happens. That could be interesting.
Okay. Maybe Igor will record that for our next show. As,
that could
we'll call
fun.
It a social science experiment.
Mm.
Oh, so, well, how are you feeling? Are you feeling any better, by the way, Scary Smart, now that you've listened to me be attacked by my cat and, you know, things like that? Are you still hanging in there?
I'm hanging in. A better mood,
oh.
Definitely.
Oh,
that
good.
That
makes fun
going
of
around.
You getting tortured. Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah.
Something's going around here is weather changing. I'm susceptible to that. So, but I'll
yeah.
All right, is it okay? Is it snowing where you are? Is always right out there in the hidden location
it
on the East Coast.
It is not currently snowing, but it is certainly cold enough too.
Yes,
okay.
It is here too.
Yeah, chilly.
It is freezing, and it doesn't get freezing down here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's
although
see.
Although our gas prices are down to $2.55 now.
Yes. So again, we hate you a little.
Good.
But
I can feel it.
You've learned to live with the heat of our scorn. Okay, things are dropping. Things are dropping some more. I think Igor is, you know, standing between two pillars, and he's pushing outward. He's not sure he can take this anymore. Oh, but you know what? I think we'll just okay. We're going totally freeform. We're off script now, and
oh,
you know how
wow,
that
Lord.
Makes Igor.
Sorry.
He's the OCD pachyderm. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be on the page. He loves the text. But I think just for a minute, we need to talk about something very important to us all.
What's that? Aw.
Ooh. Serious. Uh-oh.
Just thought that. We just got to soak that in to put us in the right frame of mind.
Yeah, a reverent frame of mind.
Subservient, even, I think.
Appreciative.
Respectful.
Recognizing that, you know, this is better than we deserve.
Absolutely.
It is. So, to talk a little bit about current events, speaking of things that currently happen. It turns out the day after the elections, a.k.a. The bitch slapping that President Obama and the Democrats received.
I like to call it D-Day myself.
D-Day?
D-Day.
Okay. Okay, the BS day, as it were. The day after the American voter soundly repudiated the actions of the Democrats, the policies of the Obama administration, the racial division that has been fostered upon us by leading academic lights like your former classmate, Eric Holder. did President Obama go into a deep meditative retreat to ponder where he'd gone wrong, how he had misled and actually at the time we didn't know how much he'd misled the Americans, but that's being revealed. In what ways his policies and his entire approach to life were wrong? Did he take some time to meditate on his sins and vow to do better?
You would think.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
earthworms right now, Jamie. On your feet.
What happened?
No, in fact, I'm glad you asked. No, in fact, the president did not do that. What he did do on November 5th was he went and had a meeting with some of the leading protesters in Ferguson, Missouri.
I'm sorry?
Oh, wow.
The president of the United States, and this was revealed, I believe, by the New York Times, and I think they didn't realize it was an inadvertent reveal.
Are you serious?
Barack Obama. Pardon me?
I hadn't heard this.
Oh, wow, this is going to go up on the Right Wing Riot website.
He physically went there?
Either went there or met with he met with leaders of some of the protesters in Ferguson, Missouri. These are the people who are protesting. And remember, we've got to define protest. That means loot, burn, and steal.
Well, you know how progressives like to redefine words.
Yes.
Let's redefine protest.
Yeah.
I think that they've redefined protest to mean what used to mean domestic terrorism. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's a good one. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get to work writing that post for us, because that's a great hook. Yeah, he met with one of the leaders of the protest, and he, according to this news story, said he hoped they would stay the course. Now,
yeah,
if we had a real... Go ahead.
I tweeted earlier today, I believe, that, wow, what a unique opportunity, what a crucial juncture we're at in this country where an African-American president is uniquely qualified to lead the country into peace. That's not what's happening.
Okay, so stay the course and keep trying to put out a hit on this poor police officer's head. They're trying to lynch the poor man. As if they don't remember the history of lynching.
You can't say lynch. What is wrong with you? Don't you know what that implies?
Yeah, see, that's how politically incorrect I am. I agree with Greg.
Crazy.
I call it the way it is.
Wow. You've got a set. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, the source is...
didn't fit in up there.
Yeah, I was just thinking, isn't it amazing? If we had a real press... Somebody might actually go ask the president, hey, when you met with the profile protesters secretly, it was actually President Obama and Al Sharpton, another highly principled member of the Democratic Party.
And press.
You know, real press might have actually said, gosh, sir, what does stay the course mean? When over 100 businesses have been burned and looted and destroyed?
When they've got a price out on this man's head? When they're offering $5,000 for his address and current location?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't mean anything by that.
No.
I heard a child talking the other day, too, a high school girl, and she was saying that the schools in Ferguson have pretty much been closed. I think they might be open a little bit, but then they had to close again. And that Ferguson is what they call a food desert, which means there isn't a lot of good places to eat. And a lot of the kids there, probably I think 50% of them, were getting free lunches at school. And that was pretty much all the food they were getting. So they basically aren't eating because it's unsafe there because of staying the course, as President Obama advises people to do.
Yeah. That's,
so look at that. He's like starving the kids there. Starving.
Yeah, he's not doing it for the children, that's for sure. Wow.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
Like you say, a real press might point these things out, the damage and harm that is being done to the residents of Ferguson.
Yeah.
Living under siege. It's disgusting.
Yeah. And that really is I'm looking for the correct term I haven't overused. I think I use despicable a lot when referring to the activities of the Democrat Party. Heinous, good one.
Heinous, I like that. Reprehensible. Yeah. Reprehensible.
Ooh,
good one.
Wow. I'm going to have to go to you guys for my thesauri later because you're just killing me here on the synonyms. But those are all excellent terms.
Adjectives.
To describe, the conscious action, well, actually conscious may be the wrong word, because for all we know, all this guy is, he might be just like a paramecium, just sort of reacting to stimuli blindly. And but yeah, it is very shabby.
Now we have to have faith in our president because he won a Nobel Peace Prize. Surely he's making peace.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're right.
That
oh
is great.
Uh-huh. A peace
yeah.
prize.
Yeah.
You know what?
Go ahead.
It's just troubling that there is this slow motion train wreck going on even now. That the whole country, and it isn't just going to be in Missouri. Everyone knows that. All the police across the country have been notified by the FBI that police are going to be targets. That there's like this horrific disaster hanging over our heads, and we all know it's coming, and we all know approximately when it's coming. And
mm-hmm.
we have a president who could lead here. And
right.
In fact, he's
incapable,
you know,
incapable, though. He's incapable
sorry?
Of leading. He's never
he is leading.
Lead.
Oh,
he's
he is
only,
leading. I disagree.
He's reacting. He's doing exactly what he's always done in his entire life. He's looking at where the wind is blowing in his particular little pop culture, and he's headed that way just as fast as he can go.
Yeah,
he's always done.
All the tricks they learned at Columbia. I went there, too. I saw the university
I
tolerate this.
I just love, dear leader, more than anything. In the whole wide world.
Yeah,
so I guess it's okay.
Locked up. Oh, my God.
No. He slipped by. You know, the arthritis is slowing Igor down. But yeah, it is really it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for America. It's unfortunate for all kinds of things.
I just don't like living this way. You know?
Right. Mm-mm. Well, it is of a piece with, for instance, the John Gruber revelations. The liberal left Democrats, all the people who supported ACA, that I know, not one of them has said that's a terrible thing, and we were misled.
Yeah,
it's the same thing with this lack of leadership on Ferguson. I'm not hearing anything about it, but you know what I am hearing?
What?
I'm hearing we have 41 seconds to go.
Oh, thank God.
Ah.
All right.
We made it.
Back you go.
All right, fine. Bye, guys. I'll leave early. Because you know what?
Okay.
I don't need you guys, and I don't need this show, and I have, like, a life of my own, so I'm going in my closet. Bye.
Wow, she's channeling Dimmitt. Okay. Well, goodbye, everybody. Thanks for sticking out with us, Scary Smart Jimmy K. Wilson, and thank you, Ms. Always Right. And thank you, the long-suffering Daria Ann DiGiovanni.
We're out of time for today's riot. You can find us on the web at rightwingriot.com. No hyphen, all one word, Right Wing Riot. Thanks to our generous internet radio host, Daria Ann DiGiovanni.